Welcome to the Kemosabe Squared Podcast, and today we're going to talk about multiple things, so stay tuned in. You're already tuned in, so you're already here, so you have to stay. It's a legality. Don't worry, don't look into it. It's just a thing. You have to watch this whole thing or else you get sent to jail for 40 years. So, just don't look into it. It's a real thing. Trust me. So, what are we talking about today, Kemosabe?
great intro, and Kemosabe, today we're going to be dealing with some philosophy issues, all right? We haven't mentioned a lot about it before, but we're going to talk about it today, all right?
Nice. Let's get into it.
Sweet. Which philosophy thing did we pick?
Are we real?
Are we real? That is a good question.
There are many different theories about this, including Elon Musk's
theory. Elon Musk has a theory about this?
He thinks we're in a simulation.
Oh, the simulation theory. Yeah.
It's a little bit different, but it's basically the same concept, saying that we're not actually real, we're not actually here. I think it's very interesting. I just don't necessarily 100% believe in it. It's kind of like the doomsday theory, mm-hmm. or whatever that's called, the doomsday thing.
You're talking about, like, the mad scientist in a vat theory?
The what?
Oh, the mad scientist in a vat, the brains in a vat theory, where the theory goes is that none of the things that we do are real. They're just a simulation that's been made and programmed by this mad scientist that has control over everyone's brains, and they're all in a vat of something.
Sort of like that, but instead of like a mad scientist, it's just like the future of civilization as we know it. Like, basically the theory is that we evolved mm-hmm. so much throughout the last 20 years that it's almost undeniable that we are not going to evolve even more so within the next 50 years. So much so that within the next couple of decades, certain VR games and certain games and virtual whatever they're called are going to look so close to reality that it's almost indistinguishable. So the theory goes that eventually, one time in the past, someone who would be kind of like from our future already designed that, and so they already designed something that looked so indistinguishable from reality, and then they just put us in it, and that we're not actually real, we're just so close to it, but we're artificially made by other past humans or societies just to see how we would handle situations and look back in the past. You know?
Interesting. How does he explain glitches?
Deja vu.
Dang. And then, like, other things where, like, when people say they saw something and they, like, no one else believes them is also a glitch. That's actually not a bad theory, but at the same time, there's no real way to prove it either.
Yeah, but you can always disprove anything. You know what I mean?
Disprove anything? Uh-huh. Yeah, I need you to explain that a little bit more.
If you say anything, like, about it, say, like, oh, I don't believe that's real because this is too real. I can feel my skin. It is real skin. I can think my own thoughts. And they can say, well, the technology is just so advanced that you don't understand it. And that's why you don't. That's why you feel like you're in reality when you're actually not. And that's the way that they disprove everything. It's kind of like the doomsday theory or whatever it's called. Basically, mm-hmm. humans, certain people believe that the chances that we're not about to have the world end is very low because there's only a small chance that we're actually in the beginning of humans, the beginning of the history of humans, and there's a very high chance that we're actually at the end of it. But this theory has a lot of questions, like how, like, there's no way of proving it either, but at the same time, there's no way of disproving it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the Elon Musk thing. There, you can't prove it, but you can't disprove it. So if you ever talk to someone who believes it, there's almost no compromising. You can try your best, but there's no way either of you are going to make any valid points other than that. There's a good chance of this. Well, it's like, well, yeah, there's a good chance. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would always either win or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, where it's just people going back and forth, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really, like, a hard-pressing debate. I'm just saying, like, if you ever actually, like, thought deeply into it, there's no real answer that you would actually get whether or not, you know what I mean? There's no logical answer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think about this theory, or even just any of them, about the whole, you know, life not being the way that we see it, that, like, there's something there that not everyone else is seeing?
at one side of it, I believe that, I mean, I hope, not that I believe, I hope that there is something that we cannot see, because I feel like in the way you think about it is different for everyone. So, like, when you say that, you're probably thinking of, like, it's a simulation. But, like, when I think of it, like, I hope there's, like a god, you know what I mean? Something that not everyone can see. A lot of people believe in that, but, like, a lot of people also don't, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I would hope that there's something like that. And I think a lot of people can say they have faith in that, and so they believe 100% into that. And I think that's a wonderful thing. But at the same time, I hope there's not a powerful group of individuals that are making a simulated world for us, because I feel like that would take the whole point of life out of it. And I feel like thinking about that when you can't even control it is just kind of pointless, in my opinion. If you can't get out of it, there's no real purpose of thinking about it and trying to prove it.
Yep. In a way, it's kind of hopeful, where it's like you we're not entirely sure that, you know, it isn't hopeless, but at the same time, us being who we are, you know, or just anyone being who anyone is, I'm just hoping that as humans, the majority of us would believe that there's hope for something, and that's why we have religion nowadays, or theories explaining certain things, but, like, there's hope for something better, essentially. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so... Yeah. I had a thought, but then it kind of just, like, floated away.
What's another, like, philosophy or theory that we can try to talk about? Because these kind of things don't really... aren't things that you can really talk much about unless you know deeply into the theories, but I feel like other things you can kind of think for yourself.
Yeah. So, well, I think I had thought about a good one, I think, a few days ago, where it'll be better to talk about for this than the others, but at least I think so, where it's the concept of, do we have free will? Like are we actually in control of our choices and the things we do, or is it just that everything that, like, our genetics, our parents, our, like, environment that we grew up in, those are what determines our choices, not the actions that we actually do. And if so, then there's no point in what decision we make, because it's kind of, in a way, predetermined, fate-like, if I must say.
I believe that... You see, that's a good one, because... depending on the way you look at it, because what I would first think of is that there are many cases of people who have grown up in, like, the inner city in very bad places and have gone out, like, came out of there perfectly fine. There's also even, but there's more people who haven't. And I think in one way that proves that theory, and one way it disproves it. Because if you look at the way that it proves it, you could say, well, yeah, that tough situation that they went through, if they had someone around them, or even if they didn't, that shaped who they were and kind of influenced every single one of their decisions. But at the same time, you can look at that and say, well, everyone around them didn't do what they did, therefore what they did was out of their free will. It's going against the grain, if you know what I mean? You could say that. But it's a really tough one, because you can prove or disprove it. I think the best way to look at that situation, the one that I just brought up, would be to say everything influences your decision but doesn't make them. Mm-hmm. So you can have everything in your life go wrong, but you can still make the right decision. And you can have everything in your life go right, and you can see that in a lot of times. Everything is perfectly fine with one person's life. Take out the fact of depression and stuff. If that happens, then obviously not everything is okay in their life. But, like, say everything is right in someone's life, and then something happens, that can show free will in itself too. It's just they made the wrong decision, even though everything was right, going right for them. You know what I mean?
Sorta. I'm kind of a bit confused in the area of where, like, because you were describing a situation where if a person were to, if a person were to go about their life and whatnot, and, like, you know, if things went well for them and then something didn't go well for them, then that person therefore had, like, the sort of free will to not have things go well for them. Is that what you were saying?
I said they have free will to make the decision that went bad for them. So, like, say they were, okay, like, okay, I think I'll try heroin today or something like that. I mean, obviously, like, I think that's what I was thinking of. It's like everything goes right, okay, and then yeah, they yeah. do one bad thing that ruins their life. That was their own free will that led them to do that, and I feel like their life would have influenced them otherwise. So I think that brings up the point of life can influence you, and the situation that you're in can influence you, but that doesn't make the decision for you.
Okay. I see what you're saying, but as a bit of a kind of counter-argument to that, would someone really do that? Like, let's say if someone not, like, you know, top 1%, but, like, you know, who have basically, like, kids are the top 1%, you know, where they just kind of have their lives planned out for them. It's a lot easier for them because money. But let's say more of, like, upper middle class, that nothing has gone wrong for them. You know, they've had a great experience growing up, good education. You know, like, a lot of factors counting into them being, let's just say, like, a good person. And then one day, all of a sudden, they start doing drugs, smoking, you know, or committing some form of a crime. It doesn't make some sense for them to do that. You know, like, yeah, they have the choice to do that, but it does not make any sense at all for anyone like them to do that. So,
well, I mean, like, peer pressure and stuff, if they start small and work their way up, I think it does make sense. But the problem,
well, then that would count as a variable.
Well, yeah, but, like, you also have to look at the fact that how many other people have that same pressure to do something but don't act on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they had that same scenario, but they had their own free will, and they'd made their own decision. And this other person had the same exact scenario, and they had their own decision. If that factor worked the exact same in every single time, everyone would be doing drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but I'm still trying to think of how you, that is. It's, I would say it's, no, I don't know if I can say that's exactly possible, because them, like, having peer pressured into doing something, or having, like, some underlying subconscious, like, want to try something, that counts as a factor or variable in this massive equation that is someone's life. So we would have to include that, and then it becomes, okay, hey, I'm going to propose something, and that's, it'll help explain this a little bit better, where I don't think that life is filled with possibility, where, like, there's all the choices that you can make, and yeah, you can do whatever you want, because, yeah, you can do whatever you want, but to an extent, it's more of, I would say, that life is filled with probability and not possibility, where instead of what you would do, there are things where you were most likely to do. Where it's like, for example, choosing a college. If someone were to grow up, they had, you know, decent education, decent this, decent that, like, everything's fine, but they had, like, more influence over one college than another, and because of, you know, their brain and how it, you know, how it deals with influence, it would more go for one thing than another, and so therefore that could, like, determine the choice of their college. And so, yes, they could choose the other college other than the one that was influenced on them, like saying, hey, you should go to this college, like, would be a good example, like Table University. All right, someone could influence them, go to Table University, and that small little bit caused them, it kind of pushed them over the edge to be like, hey, let's go here. But it also could go the same way for them not going that way, and instead taking it as, no, I'm going to look at the facts and think of what I want to do, which would then be go to the other college. But what doesn't make any sense at all is for them to drop everything that they're doing and start doing heroin. Because it's possible. They could totally do probable.
You see, I feel like that's not the exact situation we were talking about. The situation I was talking about was, like, everything's going right in their life, and then at one point they decide to do something small that doesn't seem to matter in the time, even though they've been told, say, not to. Say it's like, hey, you know, try this or whatever, you know what I mean? And they don't think it's that bad, or say they're at a club and something, you know, someone spikes, or I don't know. Something happens, okay, and they make their own decision to do that. And it happens a lot, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense, but neither do people. It's just, you know what I mean? But it happens a lot.
Yeah, I would say that that's true. I can agree with that. It's like cause and effect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, let's say they'd be going about the normal day doing, I guess, what normal is, whatever it is for them, and then someone, you know, peer pressures them into trying something, and that instantly becomes a thing that could happen to them. It becomes part of, like, this whole equation where, yeah, they could do this now, But before that, I'm speaking of, you know, before the whatever influences them or peer pressures them to do something, you would consider it, and I'm assuming, highly unlikely for them to do something like that, because they could do something like that, but they wouldn't.
Yeah, I think that disproves some of it, but can also prove it, because if you think about it, like, basically every scenario that I came up with was just saying when people were very likely to do something and they decided not to, just to show that, you know, they made that decision themselves.
Yeah. I guess it kind of comes down to, in that scenario, who has more self-control than another person? Because, like, you could go against what you were, like, taught growing up, but then a little bit of influence here could, like, push them over the edge to do something that they really shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like that. All right. Do you have any other philosophical questions?
I don't know. I'm trying to look up more philosophical questions to dissect right now. But, I don't know. Do you have any more?
Well, other than the freedom of choice thing, I guess we could talk about how... Dang, what is a good one? Well, okay. I guess... Just this might get a tad boring, or I'm going to fill you in on some history here. And so, learned about... Huh?
A tad more enjoyable. Let's talk about history. No, I'm just kidding. This
No. I recently learned about this old guy back in the day. His name was Socrates, all right? And this guy right here, okay, he's known as a pretty big philosopher back in the day, you know, like, you got your big kings and queens here. This guy was big philosopher dude.
I've got a question, by the way.
Oh, okay. Should I finish what I'm saying, or do you
want to,
like, say it
if
right
you
now?
Want to, it's up to you.
All right, well, what I was gonna say is that this guy, basically what he did during his time one day, or over several course of days, is that he went up to random people and then just questioned them and was like, hey, what do you know about the certain topic? Because someone told him that he was the smartest man because the fact that he claimed that he knew nothing. What do you think about that statement? And so, after that, then that's when he questioned everybody, trying to find someone smarter than him. But the main thing is that Socrates was claimed as the smartest man because he knew that he didn't know anything. What do you think about that statement?
Well, I think it's just one of those, like, stupid things that you say in philosophy class. Oh, you're the smartest person if you think you don't know anything. Yeah, I mean, like, yes and no, because smartest person for the time, maybe, but, like, there's way smarter people now, you know what I mean? But,
mm-hmm.
Smart and intelligence are two things that you can't just be, like, comparing, you know, philosophy to science or math, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it depends on your definition of intelligence or being smart, yeah.
I think a lot of people would look at that and be like, oh my goodness, that must be right, it's in my philosophy book. So therefore, he is the smartest guy, and they forget to actually dissect it, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but in terms of, like, if you were to... I think there are several different ways you could define smart, but, like, one person could say that, hey, this person's smart because they know a lot of facts and information, or this person could say that, oh, they're smart because of their experience and how to deal with situations because of critical thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what'd you look up and find?
So, basically, I read a couple of things, and it says, is our universe real? Do we... third one is, do we have free will? God exist? Is there life after death? Can you really experience anything objectively? What is the best moral system? And what are numbers? This sounds like a Vsauce episode. What are numbers?
What are numbers?
But
can you go back three questions?
I mean, I feel with three questions.
Yeah, go back three questions.
Is there life after death?
After that?
Can you really experience anything objectively?
Yeah, what does that mean? I kind of understood all the other questions they were asking,
maybe it's like, can you ever experience anything without forming your own opinion?
Oh, you mean like in a way to be completely non-biased?
I guess. I here. make sure we don't sound like idiots. Although, if I'm looking at the word objectively, we are idiots.
Yeah, yeah. But as you were saying?
I feel like we should talk about, is the universe real? Because I've often wondered this. Like, just think about the fact, like, people theorize that the Big Bang happened, but to me that doesn't make any sense. They say energy cannot be destroyed or created. Well, where did...
And yet.
Yeah, like, where did... It's impossible. It had to be created at some point. That law, the law of... I mean, the law of conservation of energy... Maybe it's just a theory, one of the two. Doesn't make any sense in my opinion. At one point, it had to be created. I think that either A, our minds can't fathom that at all, or B, God exists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, objectively, in a way that is not influenced by personal feelings or opinions. So I was right. It's like unbiased, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I feel like there's a philosophical definition.
A philosophical definition of objectively?
Yeah, but I already X'd out of it, so now I have to wait for it to load again, dadgummit. But as soon as I X'd out, I saw the word philosophy, and I was like, dadgummit, is that a different definition?
That is true. Maybe everyone's definition of objectively is different.
Nobody's objective about the objective definition. Anyway, objectively was a philosophical concept, philosophical concept of being true and independently from individual subjectivity caused by perception, emotions, or imagination. A proposition is considered to have the objective truth when when its truth conditions are met without bias caused by a sentient subject. Sorry, I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to talk about, is the universe real? I mean, I feel like we'd already discussed that. I don't know what else to talk about that.
Well, there, that kind of, the whole universe is real kind of reminded me of, you know how like some people say that like the moon landing was fake?
Do you believe it is?
I hope it's not. I mean, like, I wasn't there.
I believe that we actually went to the moon, but I don't think that they actually got any real footage, so they made it up when they were on Earth. If you look at those tapes, I feel like they're pretty fake, but I don't... I'm not one of the people who say that we haven't gone there. I'm just one of the people who say that the films and the videos were fake. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't really done much research on this, so I don't think I can really... give an opinion yet, but as far as I know, I've been brought up knowing that the moon's out there in outer space, and after the moon, well, not after the moon, but like we got Earth, we got the moon, we got Mars, we got Venus, we got Jupiter, we got Mercury, we got Saturn, we got Uranus, we got Neptune, and we got good old Pluto. Even though some people say that Pluto is not a planet, it's a dwarf planet, therefore it is still a planet, and it is there, okay?
They already said it's a planet now, dude. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. These freaking scientists don't know what the hell to believe. Which puts us on our next question. Should we believe the scientific consensus, or should we look at the people who don't believe the scientific consensus and look at their point of view?
I think that's a really good question. But because it's a really good question, I'm not sure how to answer it. Because personally, I would think that, you know, observable, repeatable evidence is something that we should look at and believe and trust. But then again, not all of like our measuring tools or what's a good way to explain it? Because, well, people probably tried doing that before, like back in the day, and then their theories were disproved. So I don't know if we can even trust what we know now.
Yeah, like the whole observable, repeatable thing with like global warming. Different ways of looking at the graphs can tell you different things. It does not. I don't believe it's always. I mean, like, me personally, I believe in global warming, but I do think there's an argument that it doesn't exist. And, you know what I mean? I feel like another thing, just say believe in consensus or not, too. I feel like if you look back in Columbus times, everyone thought the Earth was flat. The consensus in the scientific community was that if you go too far, you're going to fall off the side of the Earth and get swallowed by a big green sea monster. So yeah. I think that the consensus among the scientific community doesn't mean crap. And I think that you have to look into it yourself and don't just take everyone's word for it. And when you see CNN saying it's going to be Mad Max Fury Road in 10 years, don't just take their word for it. Obviously, take it into consideration, but don't just say, we're going to die in 10 years if I don't shut down my car, stop driving, so I'll just buy a new Tesla. You know what I mean?
You're just, oh no, we're all going to die.
Yeah, Pluto's a dwarf planet.
Yeah, recognition. But yeah, for in terms of the whole global warming thing, I agree that people should look at it themselves and not let other people determine something for them. Yeah. Like you, yeah. And because of that, I would say nowadays, considering all the things that we can see online, you know, and how the internet is basically one giant encyclopedia. But then again, not all parts in the encyclopedia are true. That's the only sad part. So you just gotta watch out, you know? You gotta do research yourself. You gotta watch out for all the things that are on the internet that may or may not be true, and think of the facts and what's logical here.
Yep.
So, in terms of, like, let's say, for example, global warming stems from the fact that, you know, all the CO2 and, like, car emissions that have gone into the atmosphere and whatnot, breaking the ozone layer, all of that, you know? I think, and even just in just forgetting the science for a second, we already know that it's not good for the Earth. It's already been, I feel like it's already been proven that doing what we do and plastic and trash buildup in what, the Atlantic, there was like the massive trash island, that it's not good, man. Like, whether or not the global warming theory is true, which I think it is personally, but whether or not it is true, that's not good. And that amount of trash that's gone into the ocean is not, whether it's hurting the environment, it's hurting the things in the environment for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't good, man. It ain't good.
No. But, I mean, I don't know. Humans have been doing that forever, dude. Eventually they'll stop. Eventually.
They'll stop or be stopped. But, like, here's the thing, though, because if we're going to consider, like, let's put ourselves in the position that, like, we're in the back-in-the-day moment, okay? Like, hundreds of years from now, people are going to look back on us and look at how stupid we were. But they don't look at how stupid we were, because when we look at back at the people, you know, hundreds of years ago, we say they didn't know any better, you know, they weren't aware of this, or they were stupid. But I think it's better to look at it as they did not realize this thing at that moment in time, which is probably similar for us. We don't know of something yet, because right now I'm sure a lot of people think, like, oh, we have observed all the science, you know, that's out there. We've observed most of it to the point where we're familiar with a lot of things, or most of things, when in reality we're probably not. We're probably in the same situation of those people hundreds of years ago, where we think we know something, and then later in time it's disproved, and then everyone's just like, oh my goodness, the Earth is round.
Yeah, but I mean, like, think of it this way. Another thing is, like, cancer. Treating cancer, like, you basically pump your body full of radiation to get rid of radioactive cancer. In, like, exactly. 100 years, they're going to look back and think, man, what dumbasses. I don't mean to be disrespectful to anyone who has cancer and anyone who's treating cancer or anything, but, like, just think about that for a second. Like, chemotherapy, it's just radiation trying to treat mm-hmm. cancer. And you see what that does. You lose your hair and stuff. Like, it doesn't seem good for the body. You know what I mean? But
it can work.
It can work, and, you know, it's sad that that's what you have to go through to be able to treat mm-hmm. something like that in threat of losing your life, you know what I mean? But in 100 years, they're going to look back at that and be like, they were all dumbasses. Just like how we look back and we say, oh, man, I guess drilling a hole in your head didn't get the devil out of you from a headache. So, you know, just like, you know, back... If you go back far enough in England, if you had a headache, they'd drill a hole in your head. And if you lived, they'd say, hey, we got the devil out of you, because that's what they thought a headache was the devil. If you lived, they said, hey, we got the devil out of you. If you died, they said, well, we tried our best, but the devil still stayed in you. And that's just dumb. Maybe they died because you just drilled a hole through their skull.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yep. And in 100 years, they're going to look back at chemotherapy and be like, well, maybe they died because you just pumped them full of radiation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Isn't there the whole thing, too, where, like, way back in the day, the way of, like, if someone was, like, sick, or it was either if they were sick or if they were fat, where they would, like, take leeches and put them on their body?
Yeah, just suck the bad blood or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's not a good idea.
Also, another thing that people did a long time ago was, like, throw their shit out into the street in, like, medieval times. Mm-hmm. People are going to look back at us and be like, man, you carried a radioactive cell phone around. You're an idiot.
That too.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I feel,
If you really think about it, we do such stupid things now. That's just one of them. But if we still look back at the old days and be like, man, they were all dumbasses dumping shit on each other. Now look at them. They're all dead. I wonder why. That was 300 years ago. But, well, not even. That's more than 300, but you know what I mean. That was 1,000 years ago.
Imagine when people look back and it's like, you had a massive oil spill in the ocean.
Yeah. You did what in the what? The what now? And then they're going to be like, man, they pumped black oil into the ocean and then wondered why their birds were black. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then again, that was an accident, but that was... that was, I think, a very, very, very big mistake.
They're
going to
look back and they're going to be like, you mean they drilled holes underneath the ocean and they got black stuff to power their cars?
Dang.
You mean they used combustible material? Look at vapes. There's that guy in Texas who just blew up his own face because he wanted to vape. You hear about that?
Wait, what?
This guy was vaping in Texas and it blew up in his face and he died.
The vape blew up in his face and he died that way.
He died vaping.
That I think he's the true vape lord. As sad as that is, and I'm sorry for that poor family that lost that guy, but that...
Vape kills.
Wow. Vape kills, man. Vape kills.
No, I mean, like, they're going to look at that. Like, even smoking and stuff, you look at that crap. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's That's just... true. Is addictive. Like, who starts vaping? I don't understand it, you know what I mean? Like... I think marijuana is different because it's not as... But, like, this vaping, it does have nicotine in it. Just because it doesn't have the tobacco in the, you know, the battery juice doesn't make it, you know, safe. The one ad is, like, safer doesn't equal safe. And that's true.
Vaping is just as the vegan version of cigarettes, man. Like, that's really just what it is.
Nah, it's like pescatarian. They still do some bad shit. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, okay, I see how it is. Pulling a fast one on me? Alright.
If you don't know, the other Kemosabe is a pescatarian, and me, the Kemosabe of me, eats everything. I eat all sorts of shit.
The Kemosabe of me. Maybe we should just, like, come up with, like, different Kemosabe names. Just, like, you're Kemosabe something, and I'm Kemosabe something.
I'm Kemosabe Wasabi.
You're Kemosabe Wasabi.
You're Kemosabe.
I'll be Kemosabe Salami.
You know, salami.
Kemosabe salami and your Kemosabe.
No, you're gonna be Kemosabe Fishari.
Fishari? What?
I don't know. Anyway, let's go back into this.
Wait, isn't salami like fish related? I feel like salami's fish related.
Salami's a meat, dumbass.
Bruh.
It's like a giant pepperoni.
Exactly. Fish related.
You're just dumb. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. So, yeah, have you heard about have you ever talked about, like, Israel and Palestine?
I have not.
I was thinking about dumb stuff happening, and then I thought this whole ordeal is just dumb, in my opinion.
What exactly ordeal? Because you said Israel and Palestine, and I was just like, well. We've had a lot of talk about them in, like, the past few years, so what exact thing are you talking about?
I'm talking about how, like, Israel got land from Palestine, and now everyone's at war with Israel, and now it's just, I think it's kind of laying low right now, but they still all hate each other over there because they're Jews and Arabs, who all want the same holy land, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Yesterday, I saw this, like, ad commercial for, like, a trip or a vacation to Israel, like, Jerusalem, and
Well, Jerusalem is an international city, so it wouldn't be Israel.
I know, but I saw it, and it was Israel, like, something.com or whatever, and I was like, as much as that commercial looked really, really good and colorful and nice, I'm not sure a lot of people would want to go there. With everything that's happened recently, I don't know if this is the greatest moment in time.
Oh, no, it's definitely a wonderful place. There's not much happening right now. Not as much as you think. It's not all, like, terrorist bombings. You know, it's what you think happening in the Middle East, but there's actually a lot of nice places.
Yeah.
Especially, Israel's probably one of the safest places because they're American-trained army, and their army's really intelligent, and they know what they're doing over there. So, countries that try to attack it, are like wiped out instantly. So if you go to Israel, you should be pretty safe.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as true as that is, for people who basically hear bad press about that area,
well, they're probably trying to want to send around good press. They're probably being like, yeah, hey, we're not all terrorists. Great. You know what I mean?
we're not all terrorists.
Take a chance on us, dude.
Yeah.
You know, but
I think that's cool of them. But at the same time, yeah. I don't know if it's the greatest. Well, actually, no. It is
It's understandable why all that is there. Not only is there religious conflict about cities between, like, the Jews and Arabs, but, like, mm-hmm. after Hitler, like, killed 2/3 of the Jews in the world, the UN was like, hey, let's give him some holy land because the world kind of screwed him over for the rest of history. Let's try to do something good for them. And so basically they went in and they were like, hey, Palestine, sucks to suck. We're taking most of your land and giving it to the Jews. And Palestine was like, fuck. And so within the first 24 hours of Israel being there, 5 nations attacked Israel. It was like Egypt, Syria, Palestine, and like it was 2 more, but I forget what they were. But 5 nations within the first 24 hours of Israel being recognized as a country in the world, as a nation, 5 countries attacked it. They all lost.
I think that's the definition of we don't want you here.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you, it's like basically coming in and being like, you know, taking something from someone else and being like, hey, that sucks, but you can't do anything about it. They're going to take it back. You know what I mean? They're going to try to take it back, but they lost. And then Israel took even more land from them. Because Israel is like the kind of like, you fuck with me, I take more shit from you. So, you know what I mean? It's just how...
basically, don't mess with us.
Basically, you know what I mean? They took the Gaza Strip. They took the Crimean Peninsula. At one point, Egypt was getting ready to go in and bomb... Or not bomb. They were lining up on the border of Israel to attack Israel. And Israel was basically like, nope. And they go over there and they attack them first. So they could see what Egypt was about to do, and they're like, we're not going to get punched in the face. Oh, hell no. We're going to knock you out before you even see us. And they did that.
Dang.
Nobody attacks them now. Eventually, it was not. More... Eventually, it went from being an eye for an eye to being, if you kill one person of ours, we're killing 50 of yours and taking your land. And so they didn't do anything. Well, they still do stuff, but, I mean, it's not as bad. It's still bad, but it's not going in guns a-blazing because they know they'll lose. It's more like, hey, guys, let's have a meeting all together. Don't let Israel in. Now, okay, we're all here. We can't acknowledge Israel. If they want anything, don't give it to them. If they try anything, just don't even acknowledge that they're there. And they just had, like, a meeting, like, a couple months ago that said, we don't acknowledge them being a nation. Like, the UN could have definitely handled that a lot better, to just take Palestine's land and be like, hey, that sucks. Yeah, that's it. You're going to have to share most of your land with these people. This is not your land anymore. This is Israel's. And then Palestine, they couldn't do anything except for just go in and try to take their land back, and they lost. Because if Israel was ever taken over, they're done for. They're never getting it back if it's ever taken over. So they have so much more to fight for than any other country in there. Because if they're taken over, they're gone forever. I mean, the Jews will still be there, but their country, their holy land, or their holy land will still be there, but their country won't, and they won't have what they
taken from them, or ripped from them, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would suck, so gotta be prepared.
But, like, I think people will always side with Israel. I feel like Palestine gets a bad rep.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of why the commercial exists, because people are looking for change. You know what I mean? Get rid of that bad press.
Speaking of Israel, I know we're jumping around a lot on this podcast, but what do you think of, like, a mandatory service for the military in the U.S., just like Israel has?
A mandatory service?
Yeah.
Like the draft?
Well, no, that's the draft. Like, if we're ever going into war, then people go into there. But, like, in Israel, a man and a woman, they both have to serve, like, 2, 3 years, or 4 years in the military before they can go on with their life. So, like, once they reach 18, they have to go in the military. They're not necessarily going out on the front lines with an AK-47, but they might be in, like...
They have to do their part.
Yeah, exactly. It could be in, you know, a building in the middle of whatever, just getting in, you know, intelligence from certain areas. You know what I mean? But it's not necessarily just going out guns a-blazing. What do you think about that in America?
I think that's interesting, but doesn't a lot of the things that we already do in a way contribute to, you know, I guess the government or, like, protecting America, I'll just say that.
Yeah.
No, maybe not too much. Like, I think that that's an interesting idea. I'll have to ponder that a bit more. But yeah, like, I don't know. If it's not,
I don't,
like,
the I don't draft, think we need so. It. I was just bringing it up because it is a thing to think about. But I honestly don't think we need it. If the military is anywhere close to what people tell us it is, then I don't think that we actually need a mandatory time of service for every single citizen. But a question that could be answered in this podcast and in America is, should women be drafted? Because in certain countries, women are drafted, and in Israel, even if you're a woman, you have to serve for a couple of years. I just wonder, what do you think if women are drafted?
If women are drafted, not if they join the army, if they're just straight up drafted.
Yeah, like if there's ever a war that we need draft. I mean, there hasn't been a draft since Vietnam, but like if there's ever another one, do you think that it should be a chance that women are drafted or not?
Well, at the same time, there's the whole women are people who can give birth to babies, and those babies can be men, and then they can grow up to help the army. But also at the same time, I guess, equal opportunity and non-sexism.
I don't know. It's a really hard thing to say.
Yeah. It's hard to think about in the sense where it's like, well, one, we don't want to draft, you know? Like, personally, me being me, I respect all of the people who go and help, you know, army and their services and basically protecting our country and whatnot, you know? But I don't think I would do it.
Yeah, I don't think I do. I mean, I could if there was a draft. I mean, I think I'd do that for the country, but like, I don't think that I would just do it out of free will. Like that's not going to be my life choice.
But yeah, I especially those. Like, yeah, imagine if someone were like this husband who has to take care of his family and whatnot, and then he gets drafted. You know, I mean, yeah, sure, the family would be compensated, but that's still gotta suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so,
I mean, just like in World War II, most men took care of the family beforehand, and then during the war, all the women went into work, and then, you know. So, I don't know. It's just a tough decision to make. I mean, I don't feel like we're going to have to make that decision for very long. But if there ever was, like, it makes more sense in Israel because they need people to be fighting at all times because they're at a constant threat of war. But in America, we're not at a constant threat of war. And we have a lot of people. So if there's ever a situation like that where we need to be where people need to be drafted, I don't know. But it's a really tough decision. Obviously, you can't draft both, like, a mother and a father. You know what I mean? But what if there's, like, a gay couple? How do you deal with that? You don't draft both fathers. You know what I mean? Or both. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff to think about. Do you want to stretch this out to 1 hour, 15 minutes?
What time is it now?
Well, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be 15 minutes. There's two times that phone rang. So we can just end it now, I guess, if you want to.
Yeah, I think we could end it just now. Just because, you know, you have a nice wrap up.
Okay! This has been Kemosabe Squared Podcast. Thank you for joining us, if you actually did join us. Obviously, if you're listening to this.
Hope to see you back next time.
Yep, please come back next time. Sorry we missed 2 weeks in a row, but we are trying to still get a hang of this. So, please join us next time. Thank you for joining us this time. And don't forget, you could go to jail for 35 years if you don't come in next time. Adios.
Buy our merch. They don't know that. All right. He was always, thank you for joining us. We're going to wrap this up now. Hope to see you next time. We out. It's been ended since minute 30. everything we talked about like the army and whatnot was just us having a conversation. Daggum. Wait, so should I end mine? Okay.